In this video, we focus on three really challenging and disturbing conversion stories. While this does not represent the plight of everyone going through similar situations, it sheds light on what some new Muslims may be facing. May Allah ease their affairs. The world has changed so much, yet so little. Since the early days of Islam, early believers faced so much persecution for becoming Muslims. Over 1,400 years ago, some of these things still occur. Many are unaware because it's not happening to them or close to them. They are new and far from unexpected. The world is unraveling as promised by Allah through the Holy Quran. In a demonstration of Allah's promise to believers in Surah Al-Ankabut, Quran 29 verse 2. Do men think because they say they believe that it will be left to someone else and won't be tested? Taking the Shahada is not the end. Every Muslim, both new and old, will be tested, albeit in varying degrees as Allah wills. May Allah give us the strength and perseverance to come out of every test as Muslims. This video contains the story of three different Muslims who have been severely tested in various ways through the actions of fellow humans. Alhamdulillah. For them, for remaining steadfast, their story should be an inspiration and also information for every Muslim out there, both old, new, and those contemplating taking the Shahada. Number 1. Jewish Israeli revert. The majority religion in Israel is Judaism. The few Muslims in the country faced consistent persecution daily. The occupation of Palestinian lands, the destruction of their houses and properties, and ultimately the killing of many of them tell us all we need to know about how Israel treats Muslims within them. May Allah be with the Ummah in every corner of the world. Ameen. This woman was married to a rabbi, and the marriage produced three children. A rabbi is a religious leader or teacher in Judaism. She started reading materials about Islam on her own until she got to where she converted to Islam. Expectedly, her husband wasn't having any of it, and he reacted very adversely to the conversion. He divorced her and took custody of three children. To gain possession, he lied that his wife was insane and is in no capacity to raise the children. One would expect the justice system to be sympathetic towards the woman or at least verify the facts, but the husband's status clearly played a huge role. 3 years later, she hasn't set her eyes on her children, living with emotional torture from being completely separated from them. However, she remains steadfast, reiterating that she would never stop being a Muslim even if faced with the worst conditions possible. May Allah be with, guide her, and comfort her. Ameen. Number 2. Story of Faisal. SubhanAllah. Faisal lived in Malappuram district in Kerala, South India, a Hindu majority location. He lived well and was happy with his family till he decided to convert to Islam on his own accord. The people around him didn't well receive the decision to convert to Islam, and his brother-in-law was at the forefront of this. After several unsuccessful attempts to change Faisal's mind, he did the extreme by killing Faisal with others who had the same idea as him. On receiving the news of Faisal's death, a devastated Faisal's mother couldn't do anything to reverse what had happened. She decided to convert to Islam following her son's footsteps. Faisal's wife and children followed suit, and his two sisters, their children, and the husband of one of them. In total, 8 of them converted to Islam after Faisal's death. May Allah forgive his sins and grant him Al-Jannah and protect the living family from harm. Ameen. 3. Story of Siddharth. Shahab was born Siddharth in a devout Hindu family. He prayed and performed rituals at the temple twice a week as he was trained to do. But as he grew older, precisely at 19, Shahab could make sense of the numerous sacrifices and doctrines he was brought up with. Asking questions didn't help either, as his family's only answer was that it was handed to them and they continued the tradition. Things weren't looking good for him spiritually until he came across the Quran. Shahab started reading and became increasingly in love with the Quran. His family and the people around him noticed changes and kept tabs on him. It was like a game of hide and seek. Shahab finally converted to Islam, and it became apparent that his parents won't back down on their stand. They reacted by sending him out of the house. He became jobless, homeless, sleeping on park benches, roads, and sharp trains. These things didn't deter him, as he was steadfast in his faith. After a while, Shahab was sheltered by a Muslim brother. Reducing his suffering, he got a job, but couldn't portray his Muslim identity in his workplace or public places. Many people told him he dug his own grave by converting to Islam, especially at a time Islamophobia was rampant in India. Things got even more dangerous for him when three men were murdered for being Muslims. He became extra careful by displaying a double identity. He answered had to put on his Hindu identity, his Hindu name, Siddharth, outside his home or mosque. Shahab has been a Muslim for 9 years now, alhamdulillah. But some of the others are not as lucky as he is. Many have been lynched simply for identifying as Muslims. May Allah forgive their sins and be with the Ummah in conflict areas in India. Ameen. Conclusion. Not all new Muslim reverts have had it good. Some have gone through extreme mental and physical torture, alienation, imprisonment, death threats, exile, and many other inhumane treatments because they became Muslims. The Holy Prophet, in a hadith narrated by Musa bin Sa'd, said a person would not be tested more than he can withstand. It is paramount to know that it is our duty as Muslims to look out for our brothers and sisters, not to avenge them. That's for Allah, because only He knows the true state of mind of everyone. Indeed, He was promised to deal with the tormentors in Surah Al-Buruj, Quran 85 verse 10. Verily, those who put into fitna, trial, the believing men and believing women by torturing them and burning them, and then do not turn in repentance to Allah, will have the torment of hell, and they will have the punishment of the burning fire. While these Muslims may suffer on earth, their suffering isn't in vain. Allah's promise of a better life in the hereafter awaits every believer that comes out of every test as Muslims. May Allah make it easy for all of us and touch the heart of the tormentors. Ameen.